Today is Tuesday, September 8th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado. I'm Jacob Just reporting. Moorhead police responded to a report of a man with a stab wound, bleeding badly, and semi-conscious at Moorhead Estates, a mobile home park on 15th Avenue North in Moorhead, shortly before 5 a.m. on Sunday, September 6th. Based on information from people on the scene, police determined the stabbing happened earlier in Valley City, and the man was driven to Moorhead by a friend. The victim was transported by ambulance to Sanford Medical Center in Fargo. His condition is not known. Sergeant Rob Matheson says the incident had not been reported to Valley City Police until contacted by Moorhead Police. Valley City Police were able to locate where the stabbing occurred by finding a blood trail. More details will be released later by the Valley City Police Department. South Dakota-based Daktronics Incorporated is cutting about 100 jobs as the company anticipates financial setbacks created by the coronavirus pandemic. The Argus Leader reports the Brookings-based maker of electronic displays and billboards reported its net sales, net income, and cash generated by operations for the first fiscal quarter were down. The company said the job cuts will affect employees across the U.S. and Canada. The layoffs equal less than 4% of the company's workforce. And several events happening this week in and around the area. The PEO annual fall rummage sale will be coming up here this Friday, September 11th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Oaks Armory. There will be items including holiday items, household items, clothing, bedding, furniture, toys, games, books, and so much more. Again, that's happening Friday from 4 to 8 at the Oaks Armory. And then coming up this Saturday, it is the Ellendale Apple Fest. We'll be broadcasting live in the morning for that, again, happening this Saturday. And then coming up on Thursday, it is the grand opening celebration of the new NODAC Insurance Agent Office for Dickey County, Trevor Davis. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., where they will be serving hamburgers, chips, and a drink. Proceeds from the event will be supporting the PTO project for the new turf for the Oaks Public School Playground. Again, that's happening this Thursday, September 10th. That's a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.